In truth, I hadn't really had very many bad thoughts until I heard about the Book of Death. When I knew of its existence, however, it seemed I couldn't stop having them. I wished ill health on my teachers. I wished that my classmates would flunk their tests. I wished that my parents would like me more than they liked my brother. I wished for a lot of bad things. I don't really think I wanted the bad things to happen. I think I just wanted God to know how sorry I could be and maybe give me some extra credit. This lunacy on my part grew in leaps and bounds. It was no longer enough to say, "I am sorry, God, please forgive me," just once. No, in just a short period it became 5 times, and then 10, and then it grew to multiples of 10. I couldn't be sure how much sorry God really wanted from me, and I wanted to give him as much as possible. At first, this was all done in silence, but soon I felt compelled to whisper it, as if God needed to hear me to know that I really meant it. I then continued to embellish my tapestry of prayer. I added an inhale after God and an exhale after me. Soon this became the major activity of my life. I wasn't paying much attention in school anymore because I was too busy fending off an angry God to worry about spelling, math, or my notebooks. I might as well have been spending all day at the temple because there I sat in the midst of my class, davening away like an Orthodox Jew. The classmates who sat near me must have thought I was nuts. And I was. My grades began to plummet and my parents began to worry. I was taken to a counselor. I have no idea what kind of counselor, but he was definitely some sort of adult authority figure. I don't remember him. I just remember stopping the behavior. I was probably more afraid of my parents than I was of God. And therein lies the problem with Yom Kippur. It doesn't take into account the highly vulnerable trigger mechanism of a child with obsessive-compulsive disorder. But Yom Kippur wasn't the end of my religious training. I attended Sunday school until I was confirmed, which meant I went until I was 15. My dad had made a deal with my brother and me. He would attend lectures in Judaism every Sunday, and we would go to Sunday school. Once we were confirmed, the bargain went, we could decide if we wanted to continue practicing the faith of our fathers, as would he, depending on how he felt at the time. In retrospect, as long as he was negotiating, I should have cut a better deal. What I should have said was, let's call the whole thing off after my bar mitzvah. Unfortunately, I wasn't thinking ahead. In that time, I realized the really nice thing about Judaism, and Catholicism for that matter, is that it removes you from society and, for all intents and purposes, puts you in the role of the outsider for a brief time each week. It therefore helps you empathize with those who are different from you. Not bad, considering I was being raised in a country where as much as people want to be the same, they are truly different. Understanding that you are different also helps you feel a little bit special. And that's a good thing. Unless, of course, you are living in one of those neighborhoods where if you're a little bit different, they like to kick your ass for the fun of it. What makes the Jewish Sunday school experience different from all other religious training is the haunting memory of the Holocaust. We Jews don't ever want to forget, or let the world forget, what happened in Hitler's Germany. It's an admirable mission that is excellent in theory, but can be borderline insane when it comes to practice. You see, the adult Jewish community wanted us kids to know all about the Holocaust. So, on a very regular basis from around the time I was 10, I was exposed to one documentary after another, and each seemed to feature some of the most horrific footage known to mankind. The names of the camps were pounded into my head like a train scheduled to hell. Treblinka, Bergen-Belsen, Auschwitz, Dachau. I don't think it was really very healthy for me to be viewing that footage in the innocence of my youth. Nope, not good at all. By the time I was 12, I felt like I had seen every Jew killed about 8 times over. Combine this with a reading list on the subject, and I am amazed I can walk without braces on my legs or a breathing apparatus trailing behind me on wheels.